you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff. We've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the go.
With the Thursday 830 on the go, I'm Taylor Rivera. A shooting in St. Paul last night left one person dead and another injured. St. Paul Mayor Cully Herr is responding to an investigation into her conduct, and the Minnesota Twins are placing Byron Buxton on the 10-day injured list. But first, Iran may have been behind this week's cyber attack on dozens of municipal water systems in Minnesota.
That's according to a report in the New York Times, which cites three anonymous state officials who were briefed on the investigation, saying the tradecraft used and the absence of a ransom demand led analysts to tentatively conclude it was the work of Iranian hackers. The FBI also saying several clues point to Iran's involvement, including Tehran's recent interest in targeting the U.S. water supply, and that the attack appeared focused on disruption rather than financial gain.
That's WCCO's Laura Oakes. A shooting in St. Paul's Lower Town neighborhood last night left one person dead and another injured. It happened just before midnight on the 200 block of 7th Street East. St. Paul police found one man with a gunshot wound to the stomach. He later died at the hospital, while a second adult male was found inside the apartment with a gunshot wound to the leg. No arrests have been made. Another shooting late last night along East Lake Street left one man with potentially life-threatening injuries. It happened along the 1700 block outside a business where Minneapolis police say a suspect shot a man several times and then fled. So far, there haven't been any arrests. A 17-year-old boy is in custody in Illinois in connection to a homicide in Brooklyn Park. Police last night sharing the second arrest in a July 5th shooting at Harkoff Park that killed a 16-year-old boy. U.S. Marshals found the teenage suspect in Peoria, Illinois last night. He's awaiting extradition to Minnesota. St. Paul Mayor Cully Herr is responding to an investigation of alleged sexual harassment against city employees. In a statement, Herr says she recognizes that, quote, some of my attempts at humor fell short, and that she's cooperating with an independent investigation. Police Chief Axel Henry filed a formal complaint against Mayor Herr earlier this year, alleging she made inappropriate sexual comments toward him and other city employees through a series of text messages and comments that his attorney says, quote, go beyond isolated incidents. Herr says she remains confident that the full facts will come to light and she'll continue to focus on serving the people of St. Paul with integrity and dedication. The Minnesota Star Tribune says it's selling their former printing plant in Minneapolis's North Loop to a Virginia-based data center developer.
Legacy Investing tells the newspaper it envisions turning the sprawling 13-acre campus into a mixed-use site centered around a data center for artificial intelligence and cloud computing, with the potential for housing and retail. Declining print subscriptions forced the Minnesota Star Tribune to shutter the printing plant doors last year. Production then shifted to Iowa as part of a cost savings move. Mark Fry, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Crews are finally catching a break up north. Cook County officials have downgraded emergency fire zones and lifted already and go evacuation orders across the Gunflint Trail and the Boundary Waters. St. Louis County also scaled back some of its active evacuation zones overnight while keeping several road closures active for ongoing safety. Overnight and day use permits for 41 specific entry points in the central and eastern portions of the Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness will resume today. Local authorities say they're keeping a close eye on weather patterns and containment progress to decide when the remaining forest closures can safely come down. Several new laws for deer hunters go into effect this Saturday, including the elimination of the state's shotgun zone with some county-enacted exceptions. As of today, 13 counties have ordinances to remain in that zone, while others will now allow rifles to be used. Dave Trauba with the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources.
What I tell our hunters is, even though rifles are, you know, allowed to be used, you can still use your shotgun. You don't have to go out and buy a rifle, if you will. And from a deer population standpoint, we are not concerned with the health of our deer herd with this law change.
Another new law going into effect this weekend targets systemic accountability flaws and how domestic abuse cases are handled in Minnesota. Police departments across the state will now be required to file formal written incident reports for every abuse call answered, aiming to eliminate data gaps that have historically shielded repeat offenders. House Public Safety Co-Chair Representative Kelly Mueller.
Some of those cases are falling through the cracks. We want to make sure to give them more time to be able to seek those offenders. We also are going to make sure that law enforcement and judges are considering the alleged offender's entire history when determining the terms of release.
The new law also introduces a mandatory custodial holding period for protection order violations and creates an independent task force to evaluate further system-wide responses. The Minnesota Twins are placing Byron Buxton on the 10-day injured list with a right hip impingement. The outfielder has battled soreness in his right hip for most of the season and left Tuesday's victory over the Kansas City Royals early. 32-year-old Buxton already spent 15 days on the injury list earlier this month. To flesh out the roster, the Twins recalled infielder Tristan Gray from AAA St. Paul. Coming off a 4-0 loss to the Royals last night, the Twins play the team once more today. Finally, Minneapolis is launching a series of neighborhood free musical showcases this summer and fall. This push is in response to the latest State of Live report by the National Independent Venue Association that shows that Minneapolis independent music venues generate $2.2 billion in economic impact and support over 15,000 jobs, but also shows that 80% of those venues are currently operating at a loss. Director of the Department of Arts and Cultural Affairs, Ben Johnson.
And what those numbers underscore is that the role of indie music and entertainment play a huge part in our economy, which is extraordinary.
Organizers hope to uplift struggling local venues by bringing people in with music. The first of the two events, A Mile of Music, kicks off August 19th. Thanks for listening to WCCO's 830 On The Go. You can find each day's On The Go and all of our podcasts at WCCORadio.com or by downloading the Odyssey app. I'm Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830, WCCO.